Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. Soku, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Abongile and listeners.
So, Soku, are we celebrating Black Friday? Are you participating? Yes, you did say you were.
Yes, I took the day off, remember?
Ooh, like a whole day. So, have you got your boxing gloves on? Are you ready? Or you got your samurai sword with you? Because I know it gets dirty. But okay, nonetheless. Let's talk about what $2,000 a month will get you in Africa, in Africa's 10 biggest cities.
Yes, so what we have done as Africa.com is that we've started a series basically looking at properties across the continent, giving our audience property news. If you're an investor, you know, if you've got $2,000 spare, which is almost 28,000 rand, a month stay, what can you get and where can you get it? And what we've done is that the 10 biggest cities in Africa, so we show you what 28,000 rands can get you in Lagos, and that's a three-bedroom apartment. We've got the pictures, we've got, you know, the description of what you can get there. You even get things like in great suburbs, actually. So the whole idea behind it is to show you that, you know, Africa is a place that's developing. The infrastructure and construction and real estate market is actually growing. So, you know, people are always talking about having a villa in France. But how about you have a three-bedroom luxury apartment in Ethiopia where you know you can actually even use it for rental purposes when delegates come through for the AU meeting? So that's also another investment opportunity. So we're giving you these ideas in terms of making sure that the same, you know, the same connotations that we have about Europe and making it there, we could actually make it in our own continent because we've got all the stuff here. So we basically run you through 10 different types of homes, apartments, and what you can actually get for all of that amount. And, you know, and it just shows you, for example, what you could get in Cape Town, in Johannesburg. In Johannesburg, for 28,000 rand, you could get a five-bedroom house, you know, a month. In other places, it's a three-bedroom apartment because it just goes with the area in which you're picking from. The more exclusive, obviously, the more the less space you get for the more for a more price. And we just run you through all these things. And I think the whole premise of this is that, you know, some people actually really want to invest in property. It's all good and well if you're a property mogul in one country, but if you really want to play in the market, you could have a house anywhere in the world, you know, have a holiday home here, have an apartment there, rent it out, a block of flats in this area. And because people are really gearing towards inner city living, those are one of the spots as well that you can actually even start investing your money in if you want to become a property investor. And we give you all the tools of how to do that.
You know, Soku, I'll tell you this. Cape Town.
Yes.
I think when it comes to property is one of the most expensive places you'll ever find in the African continent. And in Cape Town, you got your northern suburbs and you got your southern suburbs. Now, I stay in the northern side of things. This is, yeah, I'd say the prices are a bit better. Because when you come to the southern suburbs, I mean, guys, I'll tell you here, I'm hearing you talking about two-bedroom apartments going for high values. The value of just a one-bedroom apartment in the southern suburbs in Cape Town, it's amazing. Hey, we even had a parking spot that was worth, what's it, Joe? 1 million rand. Yeah, the parking spot worth this 1 million.
Yes, you know, and that's the thing, because it's actually always people who drive, the foreign investors that drive these market prices up because they've got more money to play around with. And we are basically saying that, you know, property giants, you know, the ones that you know of, are actually expanding their services. They know that South Africa in some terms has been saturated in terms of development, but in other countries it hasn't been. And you could get a five-bedroom mansion in Ghana for that amount. So if you think about it, if you want to live the balling life, you know, on a strict budget, we show you how you could do that. And, you know, as we say, you'll be surprised. We'll get you the pictures so you can see it as well. And it just also just dispels this notion that things in Africa are all dilapidated and basically falling apart. They're not. You know, Africa is booming, and we show you this through this list.
All right, Soku, once again, lovely chatting to you. Thank you for that update. We chat again tomorrow. Oh, you're not there tomorrow. Are you there tomorrow? Are you with us tomorrow?
No, I'll come through. I'll speak before the queue.
In fact, hopefully we'll be speaking with you while you are in the queue. Thank you so much, Soku. Have a very good morning. And
thank you.
To you listening at home, thank you so much.